Shane Vareg, Shane for today at least. What I want to do is try to get through the Makaris I gave you today. Then I still want to go through the Psukim quickly. If we can look at the, again, you know, the main Mefarshim Al-Atar, just to make a few Diyukim. And also the Mechilta and the Mechilta the Rashbi also, he says also. I'm familiar with that one. What? Yeah, there are a few. Some of them, you can look at some of them. I just don't want to bog down too much, but whatever you can pick up in the... which Al Bichimoni specifically? I don't remember. I remember there are a bunch of Midrashim that are really interesting.
On
the Shilach Abir. Yeah. So that will be, you know, come clear, very relevant in light of especially the, you know, the Rajba, the Rabbi Ruchem Fritzl Perlo, and all the other things that we've been doing. So I want to complete with that. Also, if you get a chance to look at the Yerushalmi's description of Shane and its Toldos, Aleph Aleph, and also Base Aleph. So we'll try to do that, finish with that tomorrow. Then I want, if I don't get to it today, go back just because we, again, all this is all interconnected as we've been seeing. So the question of Karen, the relationship between Karen and Regal is a default or not a default, the question especially of Kapanosa Lahazik and not. So we've seen a bunch of things on that, and I just want to add just a little bit more on that in light of our discussion of the, I'll explain in a minute, the Talmud HaRajba and the Rajba. So just, you know, some of the things that we've seen already and discussed, but I want to add a little bit to it, including the Tosas on Gimel Amud Beis, you know, about Avanos Hakino Maso, where Tosas says it's Karen. We talked that, we talk about Rav Elbel, right? That if it's really Karen and not Shane Varegel, and yet it doesn't have Kavadas Lahazik, you know, what does that, you know, what does that even mean? We talked about that a little bit. Again, Tezvav Med Aleph we've talked about, Palganitzka Knossa, Tezvav Med Beis Hashta, the Palganitzka Knossa's Kalbadal Chlishin, Rishonu, we talked about Tosas, but just also look at, I think, Rabbi Yeshaya, I think I mentioned, and Tosar Ben Parents on the spot there. And, of course, again, that Tosas about Tosas that appears on Tezayin Amud Aleph, but for the Mishnah on Tezvav Amud Beis about Nachash and Bardalus, we'll have that again today. A little bit more on that. And also just the Sugya of Kishkisha Biznava and Kishkisha Bamasa, which we touched on also, but I think we didn't you know, fully discuss it. So that's the Sugya on Yud Tes Amud Beis, because they're... That's one of the few Gemaras after the first few Dapim where the Gemara itself raises the question of Kavanasa Lahazik and the relationship between Mishuna and Kavanasa Lahazik. So to talk about that just a little bit, of course, look up the Rambams. And the Rambam and the Rush, they're base. And again, Tosas Rabbi Peretz on Kishkasha, Biznava. Also on Tosas on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Maskel Durasa. And Rashi on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tana. Again, just a few other rabbis. There's many more throughout the, you know, these mostly concentrated dapim in the, you know, second parak. But again, throughout the Masechta, you have a few others. Just, you know, what is going on? What happened to, you know, where did it go, Kavanas Lahazik? So even if we, you know, we've made some suggestions about it, but just to make, just to be a little more, just to add a few points to make it, you know, a little more thorough. And then again, we're going to keep building up as we go, either way. And then, of course, regarding the Gemara on the Amud Aleph here, on Dalet Amud Aleph, you know, the question of Eved and Katan. So I want to talk about that quickly as well. So the Mishnah on Yadayim, Dalet Hay, the Gemara here, of course, the Rambam, we talked about already, Reb Chaim's take on that Rambam, but just to remember that and just to talk about the Rambam a little bit more, in Hilchos Geneva Aleph Tes, the Reb Chaim, for everybody to remember, is just the last, I think it's the last paragraph in the one in Gzela Tes Aleph. But the Me'iri Al-Atar is very important. The Me'iri thinks that the whole thing may be a Dindrabanan. And if you get a chance to look up in Choshen Mishpat Shin Mem Tes Dalid, I think the Piskei Tshuva there quotes the Note of Yehuda. That's a tshuva, the Note of Yehuda and Choshen Mishpat, about this. I think that Piscitchuva picks up on it. And then to talk again about something we have to talk about much more, the Ptur of Shein V'Regel B'Rishus HaRabim. We'll start talking a little bit about it at least, and then again we'll have to add as we go along. But the Gemara here on Hayamud Beis, Rashi, you know, on Hayamud Beis, the Rif Aleph Amud Beis and the Dapia Rif, the Rosh Simon Aleph, the Pilpula Karifta on the Rif, on the Rosh rather, Ostes, the Shulti Giborim Simon Beis, Tosas on Vavamud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tomar Bahani, and the Rajba and Tosaf and the Peretz there, and also the Amshel Shlomo there on, if you get a chance to look at it, on Simon Dalet takes issue with some of it. The Gemara on Yud Tes Amud Beis, Hitiza Brishus Arabim, Vihizika Brishus Ayachid, and the Rush there. Again, Kishkishab Biznava might be connected to that. The Rambam Aleph Ches and Beis Gimel. So just again, it's impossible to stop and do everything on every topic, but we're just trying to build up at least some of the components. And then after that, we'll try to do that quickly, so we have something of, you know, like a working basis for Karen, Shane, and Regel, which is what we're doing right now, and then we'll move on to, I'm not sure the exact order yet, Bor, I guess maybe we'll go according to the order of the Gemara, Bor, Tes, Bor, Yud, a little bit, the 2 days in Rashi, and Tosis, and Rambam. So we'll talk about Bor, and then Eish, or Bor, Adam, and Eish, or Bor, Eish, and Adam. Okay? So we'll try to fill in the picture as we're going on. Okay. For the moment, again, what we did yesterday is we are a little bit, you know, as I say, overlapping on the question of Karen, Shane, and Regel, Shore, basically. We're doing Shore. And we have definitely identified certain trends. Speaking of Parshanim, they showed me, Natan showed me after the Shir. You found it or Asher found
it? No, it was
from Itamar.
From Itamar? Yeah.
Okay. I'll give Itamar full credit. The Barbanel, yeah? You have the language? So Asher suggested that maybe the factor of Hana'a in Shane has to do also with Gezel. I think he was working off the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Chovel, who says that the reason that you don't need Pius and Nezek while you need it in Gezela, one of the reasons is because you're Nene in the case of Gezel. It's not just Mazik Chavero, Mafsid Chavero, but also Nene yourself. So, again, I'm trying to build a little bit of a different idea in the Hana of Shane, but I do think that it's connected to, as I say, either two things that I think overlap. One is, we'll discuss more of it, the being Betzaref to the shore as opposed to the Bailim, the Jechaib on Maisa Shora, but there's a Maisa. And, as we'll discuss in the Chal Yekarna, that, you know, there being a, more of a notion of Nezek, or Hezek and Nezek. And that partly due to this trade-off, the fact that you are Nene, kind of gives a stature, you know, to what you're doing, so it didn't just happen. But Asher was suggesting that in addition to that, you know, in light of that Lecha Mishnah, that maybe this builds the case a little for the Gezel. My hesitation in that is that the Hana here is the Hana of the Behema, right? It's hard to see the Behema as a Gozlan. I think it helps in terms of Hezek, again, zeroing it on Hezek and Nezek as something that is like a replacement or Hachshavate through the Hana. But when we were talking about Gezel as a Mechayev of Nezek, it certainly works much better in Adam HaMazik, you know, for Ben Yona, for you know, for the tour, you know, for the Tosa Rush in Gittin, Dafnun Gimel Amud Beis. Those are all cases of, you know, again, of Maisa Hezek, of Adam HaMazik, whether it's Hezek Shen HaNikar or other cases, but they're, so there to say that, I think, is much easier. But either way, you have the line?
Yeah.
So apparently Barbanel has this idea about Shane.
Like,
mitzvah of Yisri ki yivar ish sadeh l'cheren, shilach zbiro v'yosadeh ater, rotz v'omer, shem yigno pa'ada matulis chadero v'yosav v'sadeh l'cheren, v'shalcho v'nim v'sav v'ro v'sadeh.
So it's yigno because of the hana, he says? Or it's not so clear?
He doesn't mention hana, he just says when you're sent
out
your
behemoth. Oh, okay. So I thought it was because of the Hana part. You were saying because of the Hana, right? Asher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mitzvah mubir.
Yeah.
So it's more like Shalach Shluche, in a way.
But it's not only, you know, even
Azar
Mela is like...
Yeah, no, I understand. We'll get that in a second. I mean, that that depends on how... Okay, so that's a little bit different.
Which makes it more on the other.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a different story entirely. If it's based on again Kiyaber or Shalach Shluche, mainly that he's doing your bidding, so it makes the whole. So these are two different ideas. Okay, again, I didn't get a chance to look at it inside, but either way, an interesting thought. But that makes, and he says it by Sheinen Regel then, by the whole pasuk. Or he says it only by shame. Again, what's the language again?
Yeah, he says,
oh, okay. So that's regel or. Strange. Is on what? On the shame. Or on the regel?
Then that's on the regel.
Kiyaver.
Yeah, that's.
No, so he said the other day, if it's kiyaver as opposed to beer, then it goes on the mishaleach more than on the animal. Okay, what I've been trying to say about shame is that it's more the animal. And that regel, that's why you have the havamina of shalach shluche by regel. But if you say that the makor is kiyaber, that's what we're pointing out with the Rashbam, correct? Then it's more an extension of Adam. To say that, then it's closer to Adam Amazik. That's a little bit different idea, even though it's interesting that he's saying about Shein. Oh, okay, I thought you were saying because of the Hanum more specifically. Anyways, that's something to be aware of. In any case, what we were discussing yesterday was that we were trying to pin down what Hana means in the context of shame. Yeah.
In terms of Shalom's Mashinani, so at least it's a fallback, but it's not Mashinani. The word probably fit very well. It's for Mamoni Gabach that you have to pay for the money.
Yeah, Mamoni Gabach doesn't have to be Gezel, though. That could just be
if
a
you don't pay it, meaning.
No, once you don't pay anything, it becomes Gezel.
Right.
What I'm saying is that could just be quid pro quo. I mean, we'll discuss when we get to Zenen of the Chasa and that stuff. But Pashto says that doesn't have to be Gezel. That has to be, you know, Chiyuv Tashlum. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think. Mamoni Gabach. And again, of course, the relationship between Masha Zika and Masha Nen needs to be clarified. And the Pashto says that they're Hailuchu Dekoi Bahailuchu Dekoi. I think there are some indications that even when you're Mishalei Masha Nen that is, in this context, you know, that's kind of like a moderate shame. But the Pashtus, that's not so. It's a separate Mechayiv. And the Pashtus, Misharshi, or whatever you want to call it, is not Gezel. Again, if you refuse to pay, that's something else. But the initial Chiyuv is like, you know, just Yosher. You know, I'm better off because of you, and you're worse off, especially, you know. But then we'll get to that. We'll get to Zenin of the Chaser, Zenin of Lo Chaser, etc. Okay. So what we were doing yesterday, which I want to continue with just for a few minutes, is trying to pin down, again, we spent 2 days ago, or whenever it was, Thursday, I guess, we talked about extensively Tuesday and Thursday, we talked extensively about the different Havaminas, right, about the relationship between Shein and Regel, and then we discussed the question of Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as dividing up and sure the relationship between Keren, Shein, and Regel, and trying to show that there are, you know, different there's different data supporting almost equally the view that the relationship between, let's say, Keren and Bor on the one hand and Shein and Regel is different. and they were trying to put that into a pattern, and I was trying to connect that to Shalach Shluchei and Michal Yekarna, instead of the Rishonim, one tendency in the Rishonim, which is to say that, you know, these chilukim can be made across the board, you know, either in the Havamina or in the Maskana, or, you know, why should you be Beka, why don't you be Machmir, those kind of questions, and so on and so forth, right? That I was trying to say that they're very, if you take the view that Shane and Regel are different from each other, then none of this is a coincidence, and it all works very, very specifically, and very, you know, it's all very pointed, basically. And that the idea behind them is that Regel is more of, again, Maisaha Mishaleach, if you will, if anything, or it's just generic, if not. Again, in both cases, we'll talk about Michal Yekarna in a minute, but whether it's Shalach Shluchei or Michal Yekarna, we need to figure, and this is where that Abarbanel will be particularly good. I'm not sure that why it shouldn't be limited to Shane, but whatever it is that we still need to understand what the Maskana is. Now, as the Halacha, we certainly seem to be saying, we'll get to Michal Yekarna in a minute, but according to most people, we seem to be saying that Bein b'Michal Yekarna, Bein below Michal Yekarna, and then when it comes to Regel, it's Bein b'Shalach Shluchei, Bein Shalom Shalach, Bein d'Ozli Mimela. Right. So the frozen Habamina that we might be Michalik, you know, is that all that we have left? Or really, what I'm suggesting is that there are several ways, you know, to explain the two psukim or the conclusions. Right. One way is that this is all very interesting Habamina, and it's none of it is true. So Michal Yekarna is irrelevant, and Shalach Shluchei is irrelevant. I don't mean le halacha, you know, implementing the requirement. That for sure is not ma'akev lemaskana. But you know, even conceptually, that's whatever you thought about this reflecting, let's say, a difference between Shane and Regel, or that Shane is more oriented, you know, to let's say Maisa Habehema. And a mice, you know, of a certain kind of hanar, nezek, or chetzeshel nezek, which I'm going to explain in a minute. And whatever you thought about Regel being more about, you know, mice ha'adam, or tziruf at least, to the, that's just totally wrong. That was a habam, you know, but it's been established as wrong. The other alternatives are two other alternatives. One is that there are two dinim, you know, within Regel, and there are two dinim within Shane. Right? In other words, in Shane and Regel, there are, you know, there are two tracks, because there are two psukim. That's possible. We'll get to that in a second. Shua has some suggestions about that, correct? About Regel, in particular, Shane and Regel. And then the third option is, which is I was kind of pushing for, which is that the psukim don't necessarily show you that there are two dinim, but they show you that even though the emphasis is ubier, mein v'chal yekarna, so halacha, you know, that principle exists, but we extend it even to cases of lo michal yekarna, and I'll explain. That's hard to explain why in a second. And the same is true about shalach, perhaps about shalach shluchei and mimela, although you could be michalik. In other words, halacha mimela is also a regal, but the fact that the Torah makes it sound like that there's a din of shiluach means that even when the regal does something mimela, right, al pidin, that's considered maisa habaylim, not maisa shor, and then the opposite with regard to shor. Shua wanted to suggest that really there are two dinim, and he had two interesting diukim, at least in Regel, correct? I mean, in Shane, sorry.
For the Rambam in Regel
and the Rajban Shein, correct. So I'll let him tell you what he thinks, because I think it's very interesting and I think it's very possible. Meaning the problem with the Rajban Shein, as we noted, was that the way the Rajba ends up, the Rajba liked the Yerushalmi, you know, about the first part of the pasuk, right? Then he was upset, you know, what are you going to do with the second half of the pasuk? Right? So he wanted to yashiv everything all together. Right? And he ended up saying that, you know, there's a shalach shluchi, yes and no, you know, for Shein. Correct? Shalach shluchi and mimela for Shein, basically. And we thought that was a little, you know, peculiar, a little bit. Again, maybe it works with the Barbanel a little bit more. I don't know. So that's question number one. So what Go ahead, Shua. What do you want to say about that?
So I thought that maybe if you require two Makoros to teach these two different versions, then maybe there's different Mechayvim for Shein of Shlichos and Shein of Aslan Yedela. That Shein of Shlichos would be more parallel to Regel.
In other words, Shua is you'll tell me if I'm correct or not, is working off of what something that I was trying to say, which I'm going to get back to again, and that is that in addition to Shein and Regel being slightly different emphases, you know, according to certain views, again, you know, well, we shouldn't get carried away. I mean, the default views that Shein and Regel are identical, you know, kind of like the Smag and others, and, you know, it's just two ways of establishing Matsui. Matsui through frequency and Matsui through, you know, a conventional, you know, kind of a mezek, you know, even if it doesn't actuarially happen so often, but it's not, there's nothing bizarre about it. You know, it's a normal nezek, that kind of a thing. And again, that's clearly what the smag might mean and others might mean. And again, the one pasuk, the one word, the common hilchoseim, all the interchangeability of the orders, if it's, you know, in both directions, all points of that. However, what I was trying to suggest was, you know, to be a little bit of a troublemaker, and I think based on strong evidence, both in Havaminas and in real shitas that we've seen already, and in Sefer Mitzvos, is that really there too mechayvim? But part of that story may be, and it could either be, again, Shein is the focus on the Hana, the Chefta Shel Nezek, you know, the Maisa Hezek of the Behema, etc. And again, it's Mitzuruf to the Behema, although you're his owner, so he's left, you know, he draws from your bank account. And the other is, you know, Tziruf to the actual Nezek or Moragil, etc. That's one way to say it. Another way to say it, according to some of the evidence, is that Regel is more generic, because maybe Regel doesn't get a mitzvah, right? Maybe Regel is just treated as, you know, Hezek Shchiach, Shel Behemto, correct? So in light of that, I think that's where Shua comes in to suggest that, you know, that maybe there are two Sheins. There's a Shein which is kind of overlaps with Regel, right? And then there's the Shein that is, you know, specific to Shein. And you want to say something similar about that, like that, in the Rambam, right? In Perek Aleph.
With the Rambam counting only Shein as 12.
Yeah, go ahead. The two Rambam, Kesen and Yud.
Yeah, so the Rambam in Aleph Yud, so he quotes Karen Shein for Regel, so he will abo Shnei Rebishor. And then he goes on to discuss the toldos of Karen, Shein, and Regel. And then only at the end, he has this summary that Kol Eilu toldos are Regel Hain, Upturin Bishas Aravim, Chayavim Bishas Aravim.
Right.
The question.
What happened to Shein?
Yeah. So why doesn't why doesn't he have an end bracket for Shein, or why doesn't he include Shein in the end bracket about Regel?
Right.
I told Rabbi that the Smak Tzurich adds in Shein.
Yeah. But the Smak Tzurich in his, when he quotes this Rambam, adds the word Shein, but we don't have it in our text.
So
yeah.
At least that accentuates that there is something.
Right, 100%.
So then I thought that based on the Rambam's explanation of the Ptur Bishas Aravim in Halakha Ches, where he views it as kind of like a two-pronged prerequisite for the Ptur Bishas Aravim. One, that you need Rishos to be in the area, and number two, that it's Darko, like Levi, it's Hiluch Kedarko.
Right.
And then as part of Hiluk, it could be Mazik Ali De Shein with Achila, or Ali De Regel with Shvir. And he says Lechol Lashavir. So I thought that there, the Rambam's emphasizing that like the real root of the Furbish Lashagavim is just Hiluk Kedarko, which itself is a generic Regel. And then as part of that, you have the Nezek of Regel, which is the Shvira, and you also have Shein. So that would explain why the Rambam would accentuate Regel when it comes to the Furbish Lashagavim in Halacha Yud.
So
and that also cohered with Rabbi Pashat that the Rambam only counts Shein in the mitzvos because
and he omits Regel.
He only counts a particular dimension of Nezek, not the generic.
Right, and like the Sefer Batim's way of understanding it also, which I think you also pointed out. Okay, very good. So that's so I think this leaves us with three ways to understand the two psukim, as I said. One is that there's kamash malan that it's wrong in one or both cases. The other is what I was suggesting, which is that Shalach Shluchei and Mechalia Karna, the Yisod is there, although we extend it even to other cases. But even when it's holech mimela, when it comes to regel, which is matsui, we consider that to be out of neglect, you know, mitzuref to the mice of the bailim. And even when it's lo mechalia, karna, you know, what it is mechalia, has a din of, as we'll explain in a second, chatz shel nezek, and so on, you know, and that's a different mechai. So I think all that is very reasonable. The connection, as we discussed yesterday, if this is so then the question of what constitutes hana'a becomes an important question. And as we, just repeating what I said yesterday, just to get us where we need to go right now, but that is, if the idea behind hana'a, like the smag and others, was just, you know, the equivalent of regel to make it matsui, or, and, to make it, you know, no kavana, you know, lahazik, it's kavana lecha, not kavana lahazik. To contrast it, in other words, with Karen, or to equate it with regel, so then one would think that the hagdara of hana would be very, very expansive, right? In other words, anything that isn't l'shem hezek, and anything that, you know, makes it more matsui, either in terms of probability of happening, or in terms of being a, you know, a normal kind of thing, when it happens, you don't say, wow, that was peculiar or bizarre, right? Would be sufficient. And yet, we have all these, like, interesting, you know, we'll see more, discussions about what hana means in the context of shame, right? So part of it was the Rajba, Talmud Rajba, you know, what if you, you know, have kavana leachol or lihanos, you know, but lo ola machshavto, because he's a clumsy animal, you know, or it's a slippery food. It doesn't really matter. In the end of the day, right, why should that matter if hana means, you know, derech, you know, to do this, or ein kavana lahazik, right? It certainly is that. So the Talmud Rajba saying that ubir means, you know, that he actually has to be, you know, complete the achila, is fascinating, right? And likewise, the question of nachash, which we talked about, you know, it's kind of in between, right? Because he bites it, he enjoys biting it, kind of, but is there really some, you know, objective hana, and is it that kind of hana? Or maybe it is more like kavanas alahazik. So again, nachash, as we know, is a debate whether that is keren, you know, a muad mitchila, which is the way the Rambam and others understand it, or it's you know, shein v'regel. And if it is shein v'regel, is it regel or is it shein? I already have 2 days in the Rajba. Tosas on, you know, what is it? Tezayin omid aleph says that it's regel, right? Tosas doesn't think it's Shein, says it's not Shein. And the Tosa Rosh says it's not Shein, and we'll be reading one of those in just a second as well. V'nachash harelu mo'adim. Kol echad b'urchei, says Tosas. V'midi de'urchei de'mishalim nezek sholem ma'ad dafka b'chatzor nizak al b'shus rabin patur t'av shein b'shus harabin. Right? Right? That's fascinating. The neshichas hanachash is regel. Okay? He's tempted to put it with Karen, but he doesn't. Right, but the Rajba has a daya that that it is shame. So that's an interesting question. Again, there you might say there's always kavana lahazik. You know, what impact does that have on it being shame? Or on the contrary, maybe it's not kavana lahazik. It's just not nene on the shame part. You know, so it's not hanos haguf. Hard to say what exactly the issue. There are two issues really. But again, all of this specialized hagdara of hana here only works much, much better if Shein is a mechayev b'fnei atzmo and the hana is playing a serious role. Similarly, that's the last thing that we did yesterday, the hatalas gelulim, right, the rach on our sugya, gav gimel, and again, yichesum beis, that whole discussion, right, so... is there a din according to Tosas Shams, the Rosh Mishams and Chichim Gubetzas here? Again, according to some Rishonim, it's just a Tzroros problem, right? And that's a question also. Is there tzroros l'shem? Right? As we discussed, that could be a machlokas hasugyas, or definitely a machlokas rishonim, but it's a machlokas hasugyas. That's another important distinction between regel and shein, if we push it that way. Maybe that's the idea in the rach, right? But the most rishonim reject the rach because they say that's a case of tzroros, right? And the Rimigash has that chiluk, very important for tzroros also. You know, where do you draw, what constitutes tzroros? Right, if something is, if there's, you know, some sort of a continuum, you know, is that constitutes tzroros? Is tzroros always like a two-stage process? Anyways, the point is, the bigger point is, that the Tosas Rash Mishans says that the reason that it's tzroros, and this is a Kiddush in tzroros too, is because it's not shame. Right? Had it been considered hanas shein, then it wouldn't be tzroros. That's also chiddush. Why is it not hanas shein? Because there's no hanah from the chefza shel nezek or from the maisa hezek, whatever you want to call it, one or the other. So the question is, who cares? If all you need is to explain that what happened, what caused the result of the hefzed is something which is matsui, and in which there's no kavanas mazik. Right? What else should you require? Where does it say where's the Gzeres HaKosuv that says that you have to be nene mimaisa hahezek or michefza shel hanezek? Now again, maybe that's a paradigm case of a beer. That's true. But why are you going to stick to, you know, that paradigm case so tightly unless you think that, you know, the Mechalya Karna aspect of it, or the Hanas, you know, Haguf aspect of it, you know, or the overlap, or one or both, is what's Koveya here. Right. So what I want to do now, just take a couple of more minutes, I want to talk about Mechalya Karna, but before we talk about Mechalya Karna, talk about a similar question, that is the Chaya question. Okay, Avrami, what's the background here? Chaya. Well, that might be part of the problem, but what's that's what Rishonim are bothered. That's one of the things that bothered Rishonim. We'll get to that in a second. But what's, you didn't see it? No, on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Amud Beis. Michael, you saw it?
Yeah. So
let's just read. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what the problem is, and then read it in quickly, okay, and then let's just discuss the Rishonim.
Is that we have this weird washing that we say Ketzad Haragel, and then we talk about how Behemoth Moed, yes. So we have the same kind of like two Lashonos by the Mishnah Hashem.
Correct, on your test.
Gemara is trying to figure out why we have the two Lashonos. So for Regel, it says the reason why is because of Avos and Toldos. Regel is a reference to the Avos of Regel, and then Behemoth is a reference to the Toldos. And then for Shem, we say the reason why is because we want to teach the din of Chayav Kol Behemoth.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim are asking, how come in both directions, kind of? Like, we're asking, why don't we have by Regel the Reboy of, well, there are multiple questions. Why don't we have the Reboy of Chayav Kol Behemoth there? They also ask, how come maybe we know already from Nachash and Ari and Dov, maybe already know the Chayav Kol Behemoth?
Excellent.
All these questions going on. And
there are essentially three questions, or two types of questions. You're 100% right. One is why the discrepancy, it's another discrepancy. You know, and again, the patterns, you know, anomalies, you know, you could say anomalies beget anomalies, but anomalies really beget patterns. Okay. Meaning you multiply anomalies, you find a pattern, a consistent pattern. So number one is exactly what you just said. We'll read the Gemara, and so I'll have you read it just very quickly. When it comes to the strange double usage in the Mishnah about Regel, right, the Gemara says, Avos and Toldos. And when it comes to the strange double usage when it comes to Shein, the Gemara says, Behema and Chaya. So the Rishonim are bothered in both directions. Right? Why did they say Avos and Toldos by Shein? And why didn't they say Chaya and Behema by Regel? Right? So that reminds us very much of our discussion of Shalach Shluchim Mechal Yekarna. Like, why didn't they say Mechal Yikarna by Regel, and why didn't they say Sholach Shluchei by Shein? Or versions of that. Similar question. In addition to that, they're bothered by the fact that, you know, the Shein part, at least, seems superfluous because of two other pieces of information, right? One is the Mishnah on Tes Vav Amud Beis. And the other one is Tarnagolin, exactly, because Tarnagolim are Ophos, right? They are, they're not Behemos, right? And yet we find Shein and Regel with regard to Tarnagol, right? And we also find Chayos in the Mishnah Tezvav on the base, right? So the question is, you know, what what's going what's going on in the Gemara here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis? You already have two Mishnayos previously. Of course, that does assume the question about Tezvav Amud Beis assumes something, namely, Michael,
that it's not Karen Mor Mitzvilo.
Exactly. You don't learn that Mishnah like the Rambam and some others did, but you learn it like the Tosus and the Rush did, namely that it is Shein Verego. Okay. So let's just read it in very quickly, and then I want to go through the we've shown them just very quickly. Go ahead.
So from the Gemara.
Yeah, just read the Mishnah quickly.
So we say, case that Regam Wedes, the Shabbat, the Kuluka, the Hemam Wedes, the Hanak, the Darko, the Shabbat, the Isim of the Tez, Oche, the Churos, the Taz,
Minapsid,
the Rabba, the Shabbat, the Kalim.
That's Churos, right?
The Shabbat, the Nezek, the Tarsa, the Cleve, the Shibarto, the Nepal, the Cleve, the Shabro, the Rishon, the Shabbat, the Shalim, the Afra, the Shabbat, the Nezek. The Tarnagol, the Mahal, the Darko, the Shabbat, the Hayat.
Okay, good. So we already talked about the Tosas Ketzer Regel Moedes, the Ri's comment that Shein and Regel Kechad Chashivi, right? One Pasuk, one Halacha, that's a good formulation. Not all Rishonim answer the question that way, by the way, because some of them weren't so, as we now know from Minyan Mitzvos and from some of the other answers, not so Pasuk. Correct? Okay, so that's one. Okay, then, interesting, Dorsal Gabe Kli is the one I wanted you to look at for, you'll look at that for Karen, right? You know, Mishuna, Kavanos Alahazik, what's going on there? Okay, we'll talk about that, but that's not directly pertinent to us right now. Okay, what is pertinent to us is the Shakla Vitari, the Gemara. Go ahead. Right, that's good charcoal, right? Go ahead. Oh. So that's a strange thing anyway. So in Shas, you know, or in Torah, you know, sometimes we need to say Chayav B'Chlal Behema, and sometimes we don't. Like, sometimes we say Divra Kasuv Behoveh. You know, it's talking about a certain case, a ubiquitous case, for whatever reason, right? But of course it applies, you know, throughout. And sometimes we need Limudim, right? So it's actually, if you look at Tosas here, just very quickly, like, Kamashma the Chayav B'Chlal Behema? Yeah?
Hamakasha,
right? Okay, so if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going to go into this right now because this is not, you know, the details of this don't help us much. But this is like, you know, symptomatic, really, of a little bit of a discussion. Like, you know, when in Kol Torah Kula, as I say, you know, when we talk about one thing, do you need a ribui for something? You're talking about kashra, so you're talking about, you know, Bema Makasha is, you know, is what topic? What's Bema Makasha about? Yeah. Bema Makasha Leilaid. Right? Ben Pekua, you know, issues of it. Not a Ben Pekua person? Only Bate Nirin, no Ben Pekua? What?
Bigger check recruitment for his Ben Pekua farm.
I hear. But the point I'm trying to make is there are areas of halacha where, you know, knowing behema doesn't mean you know chaya. Knowing chaya doesn't mean you know behema or oaf. Right? The anatomies are different, you know, and therefore the relationships are different. Right? In terms of kashrus and the whole, how the whole systems work. You know, just like, you know, in real, you know, in science, the, you know, mammals differ from, you know, amphibians and so on and so forth. So domestic animals develop differently than, you know, than wild animals in terms of some of the systems and so on. So, you know, you need limudim to tell you to expand. And sometimes you don't, right? Here, basically, the Gemara is saying that we might have thought, that this is a remarkable Gemara, that Shein would be limited to a behema and not apply to a chaya. Wow. And then Tosis is wondering, you know, and you know, is it like the Chulin one or is it like the Shabbos one? Okay, great. And this is all significantly exacerbated by the discrepancy, as you correctly pointed out, in the treatments, right, between Regel and Shein. So look at the Tosa Sogadai Techamina. So that little afagab is just, you know, sounds pretty innocuous, but it's really like, you know, it would have been more dramatic if he had said Vim Tomar and Veishlomar, right? So basically it's Vim Tomar, right? We already know about Tarnagolim, Muadin. The ants, Veishlomar, yeah, we know about it in Regel, doesn't mean we know about it in Shein. Okay, so to say, you know, in the world of Nizikin or Nizke Mammon, or at least in the world of Shor, or at least in the world of Shein Veregel, right, I'm narrowing my orbit, you know, there might be a difference between domestic and wild animals, or ophos, but what Tosis is saying is, just because you know it by Regel doesn't mean you know it by Shein, right? That's already, okay. The Kashik Tzas, Amaylo Tananami Toldo B'Shein, Kimo B'Regel. So what's good for the, you know, goose is good for the gander. Is that how they say it? That's an animal thing to say. So it's interesting. Tosus was comfortable in the fact that, you know, we might have been mechalik between Shein and Regel when it comes to Behema and Chaya. Less comfortable, right, in the need, let's say, you know, for to be marba toldos, you know, in Shein. Again, if you want to be a strict, you know, what do you call it, you know, constructionist here, you might say that somehow, you know, behema and chaya is a distinction that makes sense in the world of Shein, and, you know, and aven tolda makes sense in the world of Regel. Anyways, Tosa doesn't actually say, I mean, for Tosa it's all mostly Havamina, but it is very, seemingly very telling. Okay, what does the Shittim Gubadi have in the Shittim Gubad says? I think I did take a look at that, right?
A few things there.
Excellent. A few things. What do we got? Page, what's that?
I don't know the pages.
You don't know page numbers?
I have
you come to this room without a page number? You have the, you have it on your computer?
I have it on my computer. There's a lot of politics here about it. So
a lot of politics?
A lot of hack.
Oh, hack. I think it's politics.
But they talk about, I mean,
they say some interesting things.
The Hava Mina, why you adopt to be behemoth by Shein, they talk about. So there's a couple.
Before we get to it, what would you say before we get to it? Just, you know, having been sensitized from the Shaluchim, again, I'm not sure what this counterintuitive or intuitive, but what would you say in broad terms?
I mean, in terms of the distinction between behemoth and chaya, maybe you'd say that it's harder to be mitzarif chaya because it's more wild, I guess. It's as
to be mitzarif it to the...
Maybe to the maisa hezek or...
To the maisa hezek.
Probably more to the baal. I mean, it's a little...
Well, I would say is, again, I don't know, here where we can reconsider, either way, but to be honest, the difference between behemoth and chaya is a hard... I think it's harder to explain than Mechal Yakarna, you know, which we'll explain in just a second. or Shalach Shluchei. But it definitely does seem to, at minimum, I would say, focus on the Gavra. Again, this is a wrong terminology. On the Gavra Behema is what I mean, as opposed to, you know, anything that is Birshuska, which you should be Shomer, which is then considered Al Pidin to be the equivalent of Shalach Shluchei, and therefore is your action. That's what I want to say. In other words, if we're talking about, you know, the behemoth did this in shame, and you have to pay for it. So just because I pay for the mice of my behemoth doesn't necessarily mean I pay for the mice of my chaya, right? In terms of the bank account. Maybe that's it. Again, it gets to the question of whether or not you can go to... Again, there's this fine line. We'll see it again in a few minutes. I mean, that's the Eved V'Ama, you know, the Katan line about, you know, being B'nai Das. The more you think that, you know, Bessie did this, you know, Dolly did this, you know, so, you know, your connection to it becomes more... On the one hand, you know, it didn't just happen, and it's more of a Maisa Hezek, but, you know, but if it's too independent and not related to you, then, like, you know, why should I cover with my bank account either in the end of the day? And the mashal being, as we've been discussing, you know, in terms of Kavanasa, again, Lahazik, same problem, but the problem of Katan and Eved, which we'll see. Again, there are two ways to understand the Mishnah in Yadayim. You know, one is that really, 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 you know, Minat Torah, on some level, Minat Torah, maybe it's a Knas Torah, it's a Din Doraisa, but on some level, Minat Torah, you should have paid. Or no, you don't pay because, you know, Junior did it, or your Eved did it, or your Amma did it, you know. And therefore, even from a bank account point of view, think about it, the Mishnah says in Yadayim, Shemi Yakni Tenu, etc. The question is that the cause, or is that the, you know, symptom of, you know, of being a separate bardas? And, you know, one of the things I want to look at very quickly. So the point here also is that there's a fine line when you talk about being chayav for the maisa habehema, you know. And I think there are two elements to distinguish behema and chaya. One is, again, maybe the chaya is just less mitzuruf to you in general. You could have said the opposite. In other words, if I'm trying to be honest now, and we'll see there's one line in the Shittu Kubetzis that is the opposite. Namely, if you ask me which is more of a independent, you know, from the Baal, you know, mechayev or maisa hezek or chetza shel nezek, I probably would have thought, to be honest, chaya more than behema, right? Because a chaya is a wild animal. It's, you know, it's more omeid lehezek. I'm just wondering whether or not maybe it isn't too much, A, you know, or you might have thought, mizal nehavaminas, you might have thought it was too much, or maybe it's too much Karen, getting back to that issue. And it isn't really... sufficiently, you know, shame. Hard to know. In the Shittu Kubetzis, they have a line in which they talk about how shchiach it is. How shchiach the hezek of a shein is, of shein chaya versus shein behema. That's another possibility. That makes it more practical. But we'll get that in a second, right? You saw that? Yeah, the Gilyan Atos. So let's just go each one separately. So all I'm saying is I would prefer to think that this is plugged in to the same issues as Michal Yakarna and Shalach Shluch. And again, the point being that when it comes to Regel, in the end of the day, you know, the point is that, you know, if it's Derech, you know, Matsui, and there's no Hana, and it's all just, you know, Yadachi of Shmiri didn't do it, so, you know, it's like, it's the equivalent of Shalach Shluch. In the end of the day, we don't care who did it. In the case of Regel, we just care that it's, you know, that it's mitzuref to you. Whereas in the case of Shein, right, and again, that's meduyak in the psukim, as we'll see. Some of the mefarshim here point out that, you know, Be'iro is only mentioned after, you know, the Shilach. It doesn't matter what your Mishaleach. It's all just the fact that you're a Mishaleach. Yeah.
The Rebbe says about El more dependent, so Chaya being akin to Eved Katan, so that would not undermine Regel because Regel is all about just being responsible for the Shmira.
Yeah.
So Shane requires a Tzeira if we were to stamp you to that Tzeira.
In other words, because, right, Shane is already in the Mazik, you know, in the Chepta Shel Nezek, Parsha.
So Regel, which is about the Achrayas and Shmira.
Regel's like the generic, it's the Matsui, it's the, you know, because it's not doing it Derech. Remember how the Chaya, you know, the difference between the Chaya eating something, right, and the Chaya, you know, walking, and which is, you know, you took your lion for a little spatzir, you know, and you know, he was walking in Rishus, you know, in you know, Rishus, you know, Hanizak, and he stepped on something, right? Yeah. Say that again?
Meaning, isn't the factor of the independence of the animal also very connected to Shalach Shulke versus Azul and Mela? That you would think that Dafka Chaya would be much more viewed as more Azul and Mela.
I'm not so sure. Maybe. I mean, you could have said, oh, but it's more, but that's really Mimela, not. That's what I'm saying is that all of Regel, in a way, is Shalach Shulke, Alpidin. I'm saying, but if that's because of your obligation, your Shmira obligation, and so on, maybe that's even greater in Chaya. That's what I would say. But, okay, let's just go quickly, because, again, I'm sorry it's taking so long. Let's get through these. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh is the first one, right? To address this. No?
It says Gilead.
What? No, the Rosh first, on the before you get to the Gilead. Tana Shein Dechaya, Kashali Dechein Varego Dechaya, Kvar Shaminan, Yimatsis and the Zev Ari Kedaparish and Alel. You have that?
Yeah. The Miroki is at the trade of Ari Gris, Dain Dechein, the Namachin, and the Zegav, the Zegamata, and the Rega.
That's the Rosh Lashitas, you know, who holds like the Valetosis, right? That, A, that Mishnah is Shein Varegel, and that even Nachash isn't Shein, but it is Regel. Go ahead. So that's a fascinating view. Meaning, we would have held like the Rambam. You know, we have this other Mishnah, but it doesn't prove anything until you have this Mishnah and this Gemara. Right, because we also could have interpreted like the Rambam. It doesn't say the words we could have interpreted like. So, which, by the way, just shows you how fluid the whole thing is. In other words, why don't you hold like the Rambam? Because you don't believe in muad mitchila. You think that every karen has to go through tam. Any karen has a potential to be tam. You know, first has to be tam. And then Mu'ah, that's part of the Hagdara of becoming a Mazik, or you know, whatever. Or it's Hagdara of Mishuna. Right? It has to be Mishuna even post Yiyud, just a Mishuna that you're Chayav for. But the reasons that we discussed, that why, when we're discussing why Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like Rashi and Rabbeinu Yeshaya, right? So we were talking about that issue. So, but here now, what the Rosh is saying is, yeah, we would have embraced that idea. I mean, again, in other words, it's our finite possibilities. You have a Mishnah, there are two ways to interpret it. If Chaya is not Bechlal Shein Varegel, by the way, notice that the Rosh here is assuming what? That whatever we're saying about Shein, we're saying about Regel. That's like very, very subtle, right? But he's assuming that whatever we're saying about Shein, who had in Regel. Correct? So, you know, whether or not, like, we're like, everything is up in the air, like us, you know. Shows we're on the right track, I hope. You know, everything is in the air. We're trying to figure out where it all goes. So, the Mishnah Tezvav Mitbeis is either going to teach you a din of Muad, Karen Muad Mitchila, or that's going to be Mugdar as Shein Varegel. But that means it could have been. I mean, that possibility isn't ridiculous. We're trying to figure out where to draw the line. right? Okay, very interesting. But Shein and Regel are the same. Okay, what about the next piece? Right? This is who? Yeah. A feel shame dechaya. She'ena zeka matzui. That's Gilyan Atosis. So at least he is suggesting. So, but something interesting emerges from this. Right? Regel hazekan matzui. So what's the maskana? Then he adds, afilu shein d'chaya pirish kagon. Yeah. So in the end of the day, what's important about this piece? He first of all is mechalek between regel and shein. He likes the diuk.
Right.
But then he's saying something again.
He's saying also that it's not his ego matzo.
Shein is not so like a rav matzo here, like regel. There's a different regel is hazeka matzui, right? And Shein, you can get away with much less matzui. That's an important principle. Now, is that still due to compensation? In other words, because you're a nene, so it doesn't have to be a matzui as much, but we didn't know how little matzui you could get away with, something like this be, right? Or because of different mechayvim, so the matzui part is less. It's not mishune, so it's not karen, but it's also not matzui, because the point about being nene has nothing to do with matzui. Not like the smags formulation. Hard to know, correct? Okay. What about Rabbeinu Yeshaya?
Rabbeinu Yeshaya is our pasuk of Zal Shomaz.
You can skip a little bit. You have Ulu Rabbeinu Nira? Have that? Is that what you're reading? Hiksha Rabab Yaakov, the whole business? Ulu Rabbeinu Nira, the Hodam Rina Nhacha Behema in Chayalo. This is a fascinating one also. Lavachi, have that? Or you have something earlier than that?
I have earlier than that. I've got my recording of Rabbeinu Nira. But I have the Rabbeinu Nira.
I'm saying, did you have something significant before that line?
No, he echoes the same point.
Right.
I mean, the Ma'ariv.
Yeah, that's what I'm skipping to here.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Nira, the Hadar Min and Hacha.
Rabbeinu Nira, the Hadar Min and Hacha Behema in Chayalo, Lav a few of the Shane Kais, that kind of like few of the Opos, Gabi Regal, the Wood, then Gabi Shane, the Ira Lav Dacha. Came the Mamona who, she did the Mechai.
Okay, so again, this is interesting or boring?
Very interesting. Because it sounds like
very good.
The two Mishnahs are working in conjunction with each other. And it's like
first of all, they're working in conjunction with each other, and it's Mishane Nishma Laregel in Ptur Rishus Arabin, which, if anything, you usually think is the opposite, although, again, the Mishnah has it that way, too. I mean, the Mishnah of Shein in the second parak has the Petur Rishus Arabin, correct? So that's number one. But what's even... So number one there, it's Midah Shein Nishma L'Regel. But what was the Havamina for both? That you'd have something that's Shein V'Regel, but without a Petur Rishus Arabin. Again, when you get pushed to the wall with these questions, you sometimes have to say, you know, interesting, very interesting things. Right? But these are great people saying, you know, these things, so we have to understand them. Meaning, there would have been a possibility of a generic Shein V'Regel, or a diluted Shein V'Regel? A Shein V'Regel that isn't Karen, but that is Chai B'Rishus HaRabin. It almost reminds us a little bit of, you know, the Tzad HaShava Shabahen. You know, where you drop the Hil Chaseim.
The greatest quotes are stuck out with this piece.
This is the one that he quotes?
Yeah. This is the Shita that he quotes as his Raya.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Okay, very good. So I guess there's a good reason why it reminds us of that. Okay, I didn't remember that was the piece that he quoted. He quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya.
Yeah, so it's this piece that he lost.
Oh, okay, terrific. Okay, so this is the one. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't remember that. Okay. So that's very important. So on the one hand, it integrates the two, but it's a tremendous havamina, right, that you could have shein v'regel, because again, this isn't atzad hashava shebein v'al mazikim, right? It's atzad hashava, but it's shein v'regel without the p'tur. It's a generic shein v'regel. Amazing. Okay. Go ahead. One second. In addition, in the bottom of the piece, he has an opposite havamina. It goes through a lot of different questions. The yesh lomar de'ilav damar abehema muedas lechol dainu shein behema havamina the shein dechaya yemuad lechol af sheina roi la talmidei hari v'gilyon. You have that? Did you get, catch that line?
Yeah.
So that is what I kind of what I wanted to say before. In other words, the pashtus of the sugya, right, is that behema, right, is more obvious than chaya. If you're going to be mechalek, right, so again, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yeshaya before was not that chaya will be patur, that's that there won't be a patur rishus harabin. If anything, it's more chamor, right, because of the generic. But shein v'rega, fine. Kamash melon. Now he's suggesting the possibility that in the Havamina we would have thought that Shein Chaya would be Muad Lechal Af Shein Aroila. It would be more Machmir. That would work well if Shein is more of a Mazik. It doesn't even need Roila. But it's still not Karen. Because he's still, you know, it's not Mishuna or it's not Nana, because he's Nana, right? But it's Eina Roila. This is the idea that Chaya would be worse. Two ideas of Chaya would be worse. Okay. What about Marikat? Marikatz? Oh, so this is what I was referring to before. He doesn't explain why, but he explains how. It affirms what we were saying in the sense that in regal we only care, we don't care about who the agent was. You know, it's a shliach. We don't care who did the damage. We just care that somehow it's connected to the bialin. That's why the word be'iro in the pasuk, you know, comes after shiluach. But in the case of Shane, we would have thought of al bir d'ksiv achrei be'iro ema behema in chayalo, because that makes sense if the focus is on the animal, on the shore, not on the, you know, fill in the blank mitzurah to the bialin. Okay? Yeah. Again, similarly, the next piece, the Talmidei Rabbi Yisrael, Odeh Shlomar, Kivin Da'at Mafsik Ben Shvishilach Lebe'ira, Lahach and the other Diyukim. The Shomar, the Ha'isi Omer, the Shein Behemos HaShalach Bam, Ayer B'chayis HaMamisos, Ayer B'kerim. Odeh Shlomar, Kivin Da'at Mafsik Ben Shvishilach Lebe'ira, Lahach and Lohav Be'ira Miut, Al Dover Shemar Binan Mivashilach, These are just again explaining in terms of the lishna dekra, the psukim, why even though they're one pasuk, they sound different. But again, for my purposes, what I want to extract from these is that the pasuk itself, you know, the actual description of the nezek and of the mazik in Shein, right, is much more pointed than in Regel, which makes, again, Regel either more generic, right, or just more of an extension of the bialin. We don't care what. Whereas here, it's, you know, your responsibility for what the animal did. The beer that was done by the Be'iro, essentially. Then, you know, Chai is better, Chai is better, Behemoth is better, I can make the point either way, in terms of the competition from Karen, or maybe it's too independent. Okay, next one. Behemoth Chai, hello. What's the next one? Who's this?
Rabbi Yehuda, 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 Rabbi Y
This is Mari Katz again. Oh, yeah, it's also interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so what's he saying? Again, he's trying to say there was no Hav Amina Ptur. But not like the one before who said there was no Hav Amina Ptur. The Hav Amina was that there would be a Chiyuv and Rishus HaRabim. He's saying there was no Hav Amina Ptur. There was no Hav Amina Ptur of a Chiyuv and Rishus HaRabim. What's being the Chiddush here is whether or not Behema and Chaya are two Avos or an Avon Atolta. Okay, now that's fascinating too, because in the end of the day, if you say Toldoseim Kiyotza Bahen, what's the difference? There's still some value to the Avtipus, to the original case, even if Toldoseim Lav Kiyotza Bahen. Right? Remember that the was it the same Mari Katz, I believe, who pointed out that, you know, in Hilchos Shabbos we have to be Mar Betoldos, but in Ezekiel we don't. Okay, the Pashtus is because the Toldos are, you know, are the Matara in this case, you know, is all that we care about. That goes a little bit against this, maybe at least Hav Amina, right? Here we're saying there's a Din and Hav and Toldo. Again, in Regel I might have added, you know, that you know, the yisod of Regel is that it's generic, so it doesn't have two avos. But yes, this has two avos. Okay. Zelashon Arash. Similarly, Yeshafarshim de l'mishavye av kamar. He wants to put that in Rashi. Well, it's not a tarnagolis. That's told the. Then he says, "Akashali im kein nefila bebor, nami my itzrich." Right? Go ahead. He's just trying to point out that it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. It sounds like the Gemara isn't wondering whether it's an Avna Tolda. The Gemara is wondering whether you're Chayv or Patur. The same way that when it comes to Bor, they're wondering whether you're Chayv or Patur. Right? So that is interesting. Again, that might be a difference between Bor, you know, and Shein V'Regel. Meaning, in Bor, it could be that it's so mechudash, you know, again, like the Rajba, in the Chabal Chidusho, that, you know, that we're really just, you know, whatever's included is there, and whatever is not is not. But Shein and Regel, even Shein, you know, at minimum would be a Tolda, because, you know, Yesh Hezek, you know, Matsui, somewhat Matsui, you know, Hana, it's not Kavanah L'Hazik, right? So either way, this could be part of the explanation. Okay, so this is the Hav of the various views on A, just to sum up, is there a difference between Behema and Chaya? Is there a difference in that regard? And the parallel question, Ovos and Toldos, right, between the treatment of Regel and Shein. So again, there's a group of Rishonim who say the answer is absolutely not. Right? They treat Regel, and even more so. I mean, again, the Rush is projecting, you know, without even have to, the equality of Regel and Shein. Some are saying Midashein, Nishma L'Regel, when it comes to, you know, Rishus HaRabin, you know, etc. And others are saying very clearly, Tosas, some of the other Rishonim, that this Hav Amina of Chaya and Behema, for reasons having to also connect it to the Psukim, in terms of the Drashos, right? It's very, again, it's very inspiring how, in light of the Hav Amina of the Gemara, right, they were forced to look, you know, back at the Pasuk, put it under a magnifying glass, right, and notice, you know, that the Bishilach part is more minutak from the, you know, Be'iro than the Ubir part. Right, that just forced them to see that in a way. But I'm suggesting it isn't just Xeris HaKasuv, but that it highlights that there really is a difference. Now, what that difference is about Av and Tolda, which is also a fascinating question. or an Avin Toldos. It was a matter of two Avos or an Avin Toldum. At this point in the world of Arbavs and Zikin, once we've already explained earlier in the Gemara that Toldoseim are Kiyotsa Bahem, but especially for the Marikats himself. Right? Whether it's in terms of that, or whether it's in terms of, you know, Turushus Harabim, or, you know, whether Chaya would be, you know, Chaya even B'davar Shein Aroila, or that Chaya would be Potor Lagamri, because it's too close to Karen, or it's too independent, you know, to even be covered by my bank account, whatever it is, these different views will certainly highlight that Shein is different than Rego, according to this whole group. Okay, so let's talk about Mechalia Karna. So what do we know about Mechalia Karna? Again, the debate whether or not Mechalia Karna applies equally in the Havamina, or at least in the Maskana, between Regel and Shein, that we've talked about again, same phenomenon. Let's talk a little more about what Mechalia Karna means. So when I first started with Mechalia Karna, I suggested that it's a very mechudash chiluk, Mechalia Karna, Mechalia Karna. I suggested that it was more mechudash than Sholach Shluche. Because Sholach Shluche makes a lot of sense, and Nazoli Mela, makes a lot of sense in terms of being Mitzaref, the owner, right, to the Hezek. Right, if he's Mishalach Shluche, so it's remote control. But Mechalia Karna, Shalom Mechalia Karna, on the surface, seems like a very, you know, interesting, you know, curious, exotic chiluk in this context, because at the end of the day, it would appear at least that there is hefsed mamon, you know, in lo Mechalia Karna, you know, just as there is in Mechalia Karna. Right, the amount of hefsed, it's not talking about the quantity. Sometimes your low Mechalia Karna can be more expensive than your Mechalia Karna. So at the end of the day, if Shein or Shein and Regel are about hefsed mamon, being the cause of hefsed mamon, then Mechalia Karna just doesn't make any sense. Unless you figure out a way to explain that Mechalia Karna, in the end of the day, is not, that Lo Mechalia Karna is not Hefsed. Right? If you can do that, you know, then you're off the hook from this point of view. Maybe. Because to do that is going to require a little creativity. And maybe that'll also, you know, kind of commit you to a certain legal view. Okay. Is there a way to do that? To say that Lo Mechalia Karna, there's no Hefsed Mamon? Is there?
Maybe the Rashba.
Maybe the Rashba. Okay, what do you mean? What's the maybe? What's the Rashba? What's the Rashba, and then what's the maybe?
He throws in this line about how sometimes farmers will even send in the animals to eat it, and then it'll come back better.
Right. They want them to do it. Oh, I'm sorry, sometimes they'll do it themselves. Right, they'll mow the lawn or whatever it is, or get rid of that stuff, right? And it'll come back gangbusters, you know, better. Right? I guess it's like it reminds us of the good old days. You around in the good old days of Cheskas Avatim? No.
Those are really good old days.
Yeah, those were really good old days. Your brother was probably.
Yeah.
Might have been his
first year, second year in shoot.
Second year. Okay, so you know, Ara Demovri, what is it? The Demovri Baagi. Anybody any Cheskas Avatim people here? Nothing's nodding. What? In Israel. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, every year is a good old, you know, time. By the way. Oh, good old days. But yeah, no. Okay. It's like, you know, the whole rotation crop thing, you know. Yeah. So if you hold that way, so what is it, but why maybe? The Rashba in the end says that Lo Mechalia Karna is a situation where, you know, people would do it themselves and it's going to come back better. Correct? Why maybe? He said maybe. Maybe according to the Rajba, meaning maybe I mean the Rajba, or even if you all like the Rajba, it's still only a maybe. Why?
I mean, the end of the Rajba seemed very cryptic. It wasn't clear. First of all, was that...
What do you pay for, according to the Rajba? What do you... Because in the end of the day, you do pay. Right? I mean, the Rajba feels that he has improved, like, you know, the situation. You know, the whole Rashi Tosas discussion. And maybe he has. We'll discuss it. Right? But in the end of the day, if he did too good a job, then why do you pay for Lo Mechal Yakarna? But he does say that maybe... What's the cryptic comment?
Maybe you pay Mashamai Gras and Heroes.
Say again?
Mentioned maybe you pay Mashamai Gras and Heroes or Mashamai Zika.
I mean, it sounds like... In the end of the day, because there's some little concession in the end of the day. Let's say what you did, you know, in the short term, cost him a loss, but in the long term, benefited and improved the quality of his field. So in general, that is a question, you know, that's an interesting question. Right? How do we assess, in the world of halakha, how do we assess, you know, either short-term loss, long-term gain? That's one way to look at it. Or, you know, a loss in one respect, you know, from one point of view, and gain from another point of view. Right, that might be a more accurate way to say it. What is the be'en here? Right, is the be'en the chefta shel nezek that you targeted and destroyed or whatever? Or is it the substratum, like the bigger structure or framework that it was in, like that's what's so difficult about some of these questions. It's very hard to pin that down. Short term, long term, narrower, broader. Like, how do we define that? How do we, in general, right? Now, this is a question to ask. Let's say, in different areas of halacha, and possibly to be machalic. Right, there might be different kind of cases, number one. Like, what's complicated about these cases, too, is that it's not clear that you couldn't have gotten benefit, you know, from what it is that you destroyed and also had the benefit of, I mean, the Bailin. They could have enjoyed the Shachas, or whatever it is, and then they could have gotten the benefit also of, you know, it would be a more contest, right, if there were two options out there, right? Either, you know, you destroy, you know, let's say it's the last day, you can't get benefit from it anyway, you know, and you're destroying the $100, but it's going to add $150 to the price. As opposed to when you can have your cake and eat it too, you know, you could do something with the 100, or maybe not 100 worth, because of the time, maybe only 50 worth. You know, but you can also get the benefit of the shevach, you know, that goes up. It's tricky. So I just want to point out that there are different cases, different cases in terms of what I just described. You know, where you have, you know, more than one option. Different cases in terms of what is the short term, what is the long term, or what is the narrow and what is the substratum. For example, maybe there's a difference if it's, you know, something that grows on the karka, because, you know, maybe karka is a particularly like powerful, you know, frame of reference always for the things that grow on it. Whereas there might be other things, especially in the world of metalkalin, where, you know, the same result may be true. But you just don't look at, you know, the davar hanifsad and the davar hashenishtabeach, let's say, as being connected in the same way. Maybe the two things happen at the same time, you know, but it's not a question of looking at them together as one aggregate. So that's two kinds of chilukim already to make. In addition to that, the bigger question is, you know, whether or not all areas of halacha are the same. Would you say the same about Geneva and Gezela and Mazik? for example, or not. Maybe some acts are more short-term, you know, by definition, and more are, and some are more long-term. Right? Yeah.
Does this depend at all on the machlokas about whether we evaluate the damages based off of the change in the value of the karka versus the change in the value of the eros?
Yeah, I think so, which is a big issue in general. That's the next thing I was just going to talk about. In general, and that's an issue big issue in Bava Kamma in a bunch of places, both in Mazik, in Niske Mamon, in Adama Mazik, and in Gneva Gezela, right? Whether you evaluate Nezek on the basis of the Dabra Nizok or the impact on the Karka. That's what you're asking. Shamin. Right, Shaman Beisav, Osa Sada, etc. The Rav Velvel that I never got to. Where's Moshe? Right, I mentioned in the beginning of the year that we should look at Chidush Agriz in the letters about Haichavitza de Tamri. Anybody look at that? And I think I got distracted. I never got back to it. Moshe, you looked at it? And it made an indelible impression on you? Anyways, so he discusses this question of, you know, Shaman Beisa and so on, and whether you should mechalek between Niske Mamon, I believe, Adamazik and Gzela. And what's the mechayt? So this is a very interesting question. Okay? But, so we'll get back to this. So one perspective would be, so that's where, this is all just parshanut on Asher's comment, right? Which was, you know, according to the Rajba, am I quoting it correctly? According to the Rajba, maybe. Notice he didn't say maybe according to the Rajba.
And I thought
there was
another element
of
maybe.
There's another element. Yeah.
How seriously to take the Teda? Because Teda kind of sounds like he's bringing like an example from in general. You're not necessarily saying that this is the case here, because he claims to be working from Rashi, who said that it's not going to be somatic in Tila, so it's not really going to come back as right. And he's just saying, like, show you the Metzius, that sometimes it comes back even better, but maybe here he's talking about where it's supposed to be. It's not going to come back.
Oh, you think he's saying it? I thought he's saying not like Rashi.
I think so. I mean, like he said, Al Kane nearly did Beharav, the question is to what extent?
Say again?
I mean, he says, Al Kane nearly did Beharav, the Shachas Lomachal Yakarina, but it's closer to the school.
Right.
So, and
somewhat,
he's claiming to be going like Rashi.
Somewhat, right. In the direction of Rashi, but maybe different than Rashi. We'll talk about Rashi in just a second. Anyways, so the point is, I'll tell you what I want to say first, and then we'll talk about, you know, maybe another perspective, which was the Rosa perspective, which is also based on what we did earlier in the year, right? Also based on what we did earlier in the year. The Rav's perspective on this is Rashi, meaning the Raman of the Sohen.
Yeah.
So, and you'll tell me if I remember it right.
and the Rashba, the Rav used the Rashba when describing the case of burning
in the end.
Right.
That's, I'm not so sure about that either.
Right, the Rav just noted that there might be a distinction between.
Yeah. But okay, so let me say this way. Okay, so one perspective would be to Mechal Yakarna. Let's just get back to where we were. Mechal Yakarna, I'm saying, is very Mechudash because there's a Hefsid Mamon. That's unequivocal. The Hefsid Mamon quantitatively could be way more than Mechal Yakarna in Lo Mechal Yakarna, as far as we know. Right? one way out of that, as we just explained, would be to say that there really is no Hefsid, because our two perspectives on a certain action that takes place. Right? The short term, the long term. The narrow, the framework. And all I'm saying now is, as far as that is concerned, I have three considerations to reflect upon. Right? One is, can you have your cake and eat it too? And does that matter? Right? Because in the end of the day, maybe somebody still improved your field or didn't cause you a loss. Although, alternatively, you know, you could have reaped that benefit and, you know, avoided, you know, the loss that, you know, is eclipsed by it, you know, if you had your druthers, if you had, you know, think on your timing. And that's an interesting question. Second, as I said, the question of, the relationship between the short and the long, or the narrow and the framework, and whether it makes a difference between, is there a difference between karka and metaltalin, you know, things of that sort, what the relationship is between the two alternatives. And third is the question, which is whether different areas of halacha, you know, we might not be mechalek, you know, between these two questions. You know, whether or not, you know, we look at the narrow or the broad. Nimbashal Lamad Davardom, quoting the Rav, and paintings, but a different one, I think I mentioned to you the other day, right? You know, and if, you know, the Rav just talked about this a lot in Hilchos Shabbos. He didn't, you know, create the case. In Shabbos, Mekalkel is Potter, or except for Chovel Lamavir, right? That's Machlokas. You know, we paskin that Chovel Lamavir, Mekalkel's Chai. But typically, call the Mekalkel in Pturi, right? What constitutes Kilkel in Hilchos Shabbos? So let's say you have a person, you know, the Rav used to talk about this case. He writes on a Rembrandt, or it could have been a Da Vinci. Might have been a Da Vinci. He writes on the Mona Lisa. Okay? Or he erases, like he restores the Mona Lisa by erasing things. So what's considered Mekalka, what's considered to be Metake? Right? Narrowly, the act of Tikkun is defined by the aggregate. I mean, whether the thing, the framework, or the physical, or the narrower action, the financial aggregate, right? I mean, if you write your name, or you let your grandchildren deface the Mona Lisa, presumably it'll take a significant hit. But let's say your grandchildren are good artists, and what they drew was, had it been on a piece of paper or a blank canvas, might have been pretty good. Or just saying writing. You write shteosios. Right, so this is an interesting question. The Balitosis in, just give you this an example. Balitosis in all over Shas, in a bunch of places, discuss, for example, Shechita. Right, Shechita is one of the Lama Tassavas Malacha. So obviously it's considered to be Tikkun, right? But we know from our Chav Gimel Amud Beis case, right, that sometimes, not everybody's happy with Shechita. Sometimes the animal is a cheese factory or a worker in the field, right? So, or you need him for that. So the animal is actually worth less, if you shech the animal. So is shechita kilkel or shechita tikkun? In Hilchos Shabbos, apparently it's tikkun. But when it comes to sakin shel avodah zarah, right? You're there.
That wasn't a lot of nice case to be discussed in Kabul.
I'm the same. I'm testing your Yordana. Before, you were a little bit shaky on the whole, Ben Pakua thing.
Should we revamp the curriculum for what we're learning?
Right, I don't know what they teach these days in this Mikkel program. What, they teach you about meat and milk, that kind of stuff? Pots and pans. They went back to pots and pans. Anyways, so the basically, in if you have a sakin shel avodah zarah, so is there a violation of Yisurana or not? So the Gemara seems to say that since the animal is worth more alive than dead, right, so it's not a violation of Yisurana. So the Balitosis asks that question. They say, I don't understand. How could Shechita be metakein in Hilchos Shabbos and there's no Yisur Hana in Hilchos, Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah? Very good question. The Balitosis answer, different answers, one of the Balitosis answer usually, is that, Melachas Machshev is Asur Torah. Which means what? That we have a narrower definition. Right, we don't look at the financial aggregate. We look at whether the malacha narrowly is a malachas tikkun or a malachas kilkel. Okay, that's only in Ochel, which is the exception, which is the rule. Isurei Hana is defined by, you know, the financial aggregate, or Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah zeroes in on the narrow. I'm just giving it as a mashal. Right, you'll get to the two paintings thing. We'll get to also just very quickly, but that's a little bit of a different case, but it's not so different. So a lot of these very interesting cases that are hard to pin down. So in the end of the day, one perspective would have been that, you know, that maybe from a certain point of view, even considering the three things I mentioned, when I'm saying about Shabbos and about Azara, Suri Hana, Mazik, Gezel, the Ravelvel about Mazik and Gezel, right? These are all ways of trying to show that, you know, there's no easy, you know, perspective when it comes to this. These are complex questions, you know, how you look at things that can be looked at in more than one way. Okay, so it could be that a certain way of looking at, you know, lo mechalia karna, namely a day where a way in which the action, you know, has a downside but it also has an upside, would neutralize the hefsed problem. That aside, if you don't interpret that way, right, if you think it means what Bali Tosis think it means, right, which is the tolda of shame, you know, schacha bakosel, you didn't wipe out the ben, but you degraded it, or the peros, right? Or Rabbeinu Yeshaya, right? He doesn't like that it's nischacha bakosel or tinfa peros. He says those are toldos. What does that do? Mechalia karna, right? So he prefers to think it's loss ochel, right? And then he spit it out. He chewed the animal chewed and like the animal holds, like, you know, in the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, you know, about Hanas Grono or Hanas Meav, you know, that animal takes a stand. Right? And that's another coolant issue. All right. Anyways, in the end of the day, is there hefsed in that case? Sure. Right? And according to Rashi, what's the case according to Rashi? There's hefsed in the case of Tosis. There's hefsed in the case of Rashi, of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Is there hefsed in the case of Rashi? Sure. But what does Rashi say in the end? Doesn't say exactly what the Rajma says, right? Asher, what does Rashi say? Mechalia karna is when you destroy the thing, and lo mechalia karna is it's going to come back. Lo ketchila, meaning it'll be the opposite in a way, right? The value will be less. But he's referring not to the karka, but to the shachas. That you had shachas, it was worth $100. And it's going to grow back, but only $80 worth. Correct? And let's say it was going to grow back $100 worth, not completely. Not better, not worse. In Rajma's case, it goes back $120 worth, or the karka's now worth more. Right? Let's say two cases. Let's say you think of two scenarios in Rashi. Let's say it would go back $100. Right? What would happen then? What would happen? Josh? Kaiv, you'd be potter, or is what?
No, it sounds like from what he's saying that you would be potter.
Sounds like he'd be potter.
It sounds like it.
And if it doesn't, and it grows back, but it doesn't go back fully, that's also the habamim that he's potter.
Right.
Does Rashi think that if it would go back completely,
even the maskana?
Even the maskana. Right. Is that possible?
Sure.
So again, is Rashi talking about a case where you can have your cake and eat it too, or not? Hard to know. That's a wild card in Rashi. We don't know. I mean, he can't have both at the same time, right? So, is it possible that Rashi really holds out a few, or is Rashi saying even lo mechalia karna is even when there's a loss? but it's not a loss. It's only a 20% loss. Very hard to know. The Rav thought, I think, in Rashi, that if you... that even la halacha, you would only pay the 20%. Is that right? I just remember this. I don't know.
Yeah, in terms of the point of the Sazamar that you do pay for lo mechal yakarna.
If you pay for lo mechal yakarna, you would pay. Let's say, in other words, you ate up $100 worth, and $80 came back. So you would pay $20. I don't think that's so clear either.
So mechal, you make a comparison, just trying to replace what was there.
So I'll tell you what I think first. I'll tell you what the Rav said, and then, which is very interesting. So what I thought about all this was that what you see from Tosfos and Rashi, each in different ways, is that the Hava Amina was to be mechalek between Hefsed and Hezek. Because there is Hefsed. Again, except maybe for that Rashi point of view, and even there I'm not sure, as I said. In the end of the day, the Hefsed Mamo there is. So it's $80, it's $100. The question is it considered to be Hezek or Hefta Shel Nezek? Because since the Torah says Ubir, you know, it sounds like you might have thought that means totally obliterating. And if the Mechayev isn't, and I think there are two points to make here. Number one, with regard to Rashi at least, you know, if it's true that Rashi's view of Toldoseim Lav Kiyotza Bahen was that you would be Patur, you know, because of a kind of Ein Lechabala Chidusho. So, you know, you have the Arba Avos Hazikin and they're Chayin, right? But again, on some level, it's, you know, it's Grama, not even Garmi. Right? And that's why it's a chiddush that you have these Arba Avos and Zikin. That's why you might have said that the Toldoseim Lav Kiyotzevam and your Potter. So we don't. We say Toldoseim Kiyotzevam. Right? And there's still an Avon Tolda, or they're all the same. Talked about that again a few minutes ago. Right? But at the end of the day, now the question is, right? It just means that this isn't Grama, or this Grama you're Chayev for. But basically, it's Hefsed Mamon, which is the Mechayev. Or maybe at least certain of the Mazikim require that you be not Mafsid alone, but Mazik, that there be a Hefsed Shal Nezek. The same reason that, you know, we're particular about how the Hana expresses itself, Hana Saguf, right, a Hana in the Hefsed Shal Nezek or the Hezek itself. For the same reason the Gemara had a Hava Mina, that Shein requires not Hefsed alone, but Nezek. So for example, if you were to what's the Maskana? One of two things. The Maskana either is that, you know, you don't go that far. There's no din of Nezek or Hezek. There's only a din of Hefsed. Right? Or the Maskana is that we still require Bier. We require the Mechayev of Mechal Yakarna. But we consider, we just don't define it by obliterating the Be'en. Right? You could do that financially too, even if it's coming back. So the Hava Mina was, if you have something which is coming back, even though you've totally cost him $100, you know, and he, let's assume for the moment, again, this is the wild card, you know, the Bailim, you know, they could have gotten the, you know, the 80 and still enjoyed the 100, which is kind of what, if that's what Tosfos is asking, right? So the Hava Mina was, yeah, that's all true from a Hefsed point of view. But Hefsed Shel Nezek is defined by what doesn't come back, by definition. But the Maskana, is that chetza shel nezek is a much more flexible definition. And therefore, in my opinion, according to Rashi, you would pay the $100. You wouldn't pay $20. The maskana. Yeah.
Is that like somewhere in the words of the Shachrut, meaning that we say we learn from Regel or something like that? Is that reflected?
What we learned from Regel is that we're not distinguishing between Mechalia Karna and Mechalia Karna. What I'm saying is that could be for one of two reasons. Either because, like Regel, it's just a Din and Hefzik, not a Din and Hezek, then for sure. Or, you know, since it is one Pasuk, so it's a Limud kind of a Din, this goes back to what we're saying about Dumya de Regel, Dumya de Shein in general. Right? One is, well, they're all the same, and therefore what we thought of as distinctive about each one, Shalach Shluchei there, Mechalia Karna there, is wrong. And it's all just Hefzed and Matsui and Mimela Matsui and so on, in both. In other words, everything gets homogenized. Everything gets tzarashaved, you know, between the two of them. That's one way to read the Maskana Sagamara. But then they really would, and then there would be nothing left. In other words, there'd be no distinctions left. Fundamental ones between Regel and Shein, be technical things. How Matsui, how much Hanog adds a little to different kind of Matsui, and so on. Or, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, because they're derived from one Pasuk, so from a Limud point of view, right, you're not going to say that you need Mechalia Karna and Shein when the same Pasuk doesn't require, clearly doesn't require, because it's not Shayach, to require Mechalia Karna and Regel. Right? Or by the same token, you're not going to say, you know, Shalach Shluchei in Regel when it's the same Pasuk as Shein, and that's not really so Shayach and Shein. But the psukim say it. The answer is there. The chiddush of having the cake and eating it too in this case is that there's mechalia karno beer and the shalach shluchei b'shilach. You know, but they apply even b'mimela and even below mechalia karno, because that too is considered hezek. I mean, this more extreme view of what constitutes chetza shel nezek or hezek, that far we're not going. It's going to be defined by the Hefzed. Okay. Now, the other way to look at it... I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm quite late. Okay, I'll tell you the Rav's way. Basically, the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe this Rashi... It overlaps quite a bit with what I'm saying, but it's a different perspective. Because what I'm saying is only true, perhaps, as a Habamina in Shein. Right? And it's a Din Mechalia Karna of Shein. What the Rav wanted to say was that maybe the perspective of Mechalia Karna and Rashi and the Rajba has to do with the Rav Chaim's understanding of the Rabba, right? In Perakei Hilchos Torah and Halacha Beis, which was, if you recall, that we say to make karka kakarka when it comes to mazik. So, for example, if you're mazik karka shel chavero, you're never going to be nishba in that Toin V'nitan case, because even though the Din Torah now is about a check, right, it's still to make karka kakarka. The Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi says it depends. If he writes a check, then he should be able to take a shvua. If he brings bulldozers, you know, then it's to make karka kakarka. That's a Kiddush the Rabbi too. But the Rav was suggesting that, again, for the Rambam, the Rabbi asks from Chabalah. Yeah, it's the difference between Chabalah and Mazik. In Mazik, it's about restoration, right? Putting things back the way they were. And in Chabalah, I was adding to Rav Chaim, based on some other Rambams, since there cannot be restoration, because Eden Mochal, Rashi Barim, you need Kofar for that, etc., etc., all you can do is write a check. And even the writing of the check is more like an onesh and a knas d'oraisa, even if it isn't a knas d'oraisa, but it's like a knas than anything else. That was the ikkar. So the Rav wanted to suggest that's what's going on with Rashi and the Rajba. What they're saying is whether it's more improved, whether it comes back equally, whether it comes back less, that figures into the question of how much damages you owe. Not because of the distinction that I'm making between Nezek and Hefzed. Let's say everything is Hefzed. At least I don't think I have to say this. So basically, but the point is that the way that Tashlumin works is not to compensate monetarily, it's to make the guy whole again. It's to restore him to what he was. So now we're talking about restoring him. Then you have to figure out how much is he really out. He's not out what you took away from him. He's out, you know, the discrepancy between what you took away from him and what remains. Correct? That's how the Rav understood it. If that's the case, and it's not a din in Shein, and it's not a din in Mechal Yekarna per se, that's a din in general. But I'm not sure. Then he had this one other point. I'm sorry, I'm so late. But just, I guess we'll stop. Okay, I'll talk about the paintings next time. And then I'll tell you, where I go with the paintings, and they end up the opposite. Okay.